computer.
What?
I left the skinny one connected to the computer.
That's where it is.
Yes, it was totally dead last night. I have to get the leaving and charging overnight.
No, I... But I... Okay, ignore this. I'll stick with this for this and the lady shear. Tuesday night, Chavis Halvavis, a quick shear because I'm on my way to the ladies to give a shear. Shar Harvi, Shar Bitachon, we're in Perek Revi. He's going through the ways to apply Bitachon. And we're on page Kuf Mem Beis, the top we're going to go, because he really talks about the very first thing is a person's survival, that a person's living. And a person's living means life, and mezonos, basic diur, basic clothing, basic shelter, basic food, basic drink, basic clothing, basic health, all these things that a person should survive and live. Now, so the Chavis Halvavis says, he says two things, mamash. He says, this is the clearest area that, what is this parak about? This parak really is about striking the balance between hishtadlus, which I don't like the word, hisaskus besibos, that the Eibishter wants you to create the Eibishter made a world of cause and effect, and he wants you to create the cause. Not that you're making it into a cause. What's making it into a cause is the Gzeiros Hashem. You create, like, the channel, like there has to be a siba. It's true, sometimes you could become rich from a relative dying and you become all of a sudden very wealthy, but that's not the norm. The norm is you work and you invest and the stocks go up and the karka goes up and the real estate goes up and you make a good deal, but you're only becoming rich because of the Gzeiros Hashem, you should be rich. But a person has to be misasik besibos. You can really call it, he has to create the channels. He has to create the channels through which the Gzeiros Shemayim will flow. A person has to build the channels. That's what Hisaskus Besibos really means. So, in the first of the seven areas that he'll be talking about in this perek, how to apply Bitachon, the first is the person's survival. The person to live. So he says, just like Hashem, like I said from the Gemara, Man de Yov Chai, Yov Mezoine, the same Gzar Din. Here it's like a no-brainer. Here it's the most easy to apply Bitachon, and meaning to realize that what I do, I don't, just like I didn't determine that I should be born, just like I didn't determine that I should be conceived and be born and live the first 20 years of my life when I didn't do anything to make myself live. So now when you start getting older, so the human starts wanting to be in charge, and it's very difficult for the ego to accept the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is determining that he should have parnosa, that he should have a place to live, that he should be healthy. As a person matures and does more and more things as he gets older, it becomes more and more difficult. But he says, but the Chavis Halvavis says, pum fakert, that's of course it. The Eibishter gives you life, and the Eibishter gives you the mezonos you need. He'll be talking about the other things shortly. But now he's saying, here it's like a no-brainer. Hashem says you live, so the same life that Hashem's, that we understand Hashem's gezer, how long a person should live for. So he's gezer, he should have mezonos and not starve to death. And he's gezer, he should be healthy and not die. It's all the same. So that's for sure the applicability of bitachon, which means relying on Hashem that I should live, is strongest in this first area, with the first area being that I live, substances, that I should survive, that I should be alive. Adarabba, that's why the Chavis Halvavis now is mayrich again in the inyan of Hisaskus Besibos, because now you might say, well, if the Eibishter was gezer, I should live for 70 years, for 80 years, for 90 years, so then why do I have to do anything? I could cross the highway without looking, right? That's what you're bothered by. If that's the flow of this paragraph. If the emphasis on this level, on this first area of the applicability of bitachon is Adam la'atzmo k'dei chayov, is, well, if Hashem gave him life, so Hashem is going to provide him with everything else. And it's the easiest and the most mustavra and the most logical to rely on Hashem that you should be alive, and Hashem knows what you need to be alive. So then why should I do anything? And why shouldn't I, can I, then why should I be careful about my health? And why can't I smoke? And why can't I cross the street without looking? So that's why he again is Meirich in the Indian of Zaskos Pesibos, that Hashem wants you to build, to create those channels through which everything flows, and one of those things is how long you live. We'll come back tomorrow, we'll learn. He actually says, so what about if a person commits suicide? He says, but really, that's a trick question, because you can ask the question on every murder. I mean, this is a question of bitachon. Once you've gotten used to the idea that no one is going to live a minute longer or shorter than the Gzar Din was, so you say, so what does every murder reflect? So we said already, the person would have died anyway in a chanami. The person would have died anyway. He would have died of a heart attack. He would have had a different life. He would have been a different person. He would have died. Plenty of people die every day. He would have died. And that's all. And that's what the Chavis Halvavus Hashita B'Tachan is. Nothing you can do about it. The guy that killed him is either murder. There's no steer. We know that from Pyro. There's no. That's not a steer. That's not an issue. Suicide is just another form of murder. There's plenty of people attempted suicides and were unsuccessful. They tried to cut their wrists. They tried to jump out a window. They're dying to die, and they're not successful because it's not their time. Obviously. No, but then you have to realize the Eibishter was mitzvah hishtadlus, and since like every avera, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, then you get punished, and who knows what the punishment is? If a guy is not careful, so he's not doing what the Eibishter was mitzvah, so he could break a leg, and that'll be his oinish for not listening to the Eibishter. I bechira and gzar din, so that just takes us back to the issue of bechira and yediyah. No, there was zichur gzar din that he should break his leg. I am saying now he broke his leg because he was boicher bara, meaning boicher not to be careful, because being careful is a tzivi Hashem. So that's the usual tension between bechira and yediyah, which we're not going to go into now. I mean, that's not a